lot of community money that's sort of tied up in this. There are people who have obviously been burnt. Everybody's a little bit edgy, of course, about investing in an adventure at any time. And this one, because we were sort of pretty much trying to make sure that the five obvious parties that that make up a good cooperative all contribute, it just put too much pressure on local people, we think. Obviously, the group that's driven this have been local people. A lot of them, of course, workers and farmers who were the ones most affected by Banksia's collapse and probably by the tight economics. And so both of those parties are sort of saying, look, much as we want to go ahead with this, we don't feel as though we can risk money from our local people. The outsider investors are also, I think, being pushed by their fear of the of another financial collapse worldwide, and so they're also saying, look, unless someone's coming in with big money, we don't feel as though we want to contribute the medium level funds to this program. Too big a risk in the circumstance. The collapse of Rosella the other day probably didn't help.
What sort of dollars were you looking at as a rough idea to initially set up?
Look, it's relatively cheap. It's all a matter of what perspective you're looking from. But we really were looking at about $2.5 million. We think could have had us up and running effectively in a good plant in that Kyabram area. So not huge, but five different groups all contributing, $500,000 was what was really the beginning of that. We knew we could do that in steps, but the first step is almost a bit step too far for the locals, is what we've actually said. So it's really probably about $150,000 from each of the five groups to be able to take it. But there's not much point in taking that step unless you're pretty sure of being able to find the other. And so we've really been held back by probably, the $2 million guarantee from our people was just too great at this point.
If we're in another time and the economic climate was a lot healthier, I would suggest that you still feel very strongly that it could be very much a viable project once you got it up and running.
Oh, that's right. And I mean, in fact, of course, while the co-op's gone on pause for this one, we're not dead, and we will resume after Christmas. We had a bit of a sadder Christmas party the other day than we probably would have liked, but the resolve was still there, and people are sort of saying, look, this is going to happen again and probably again and again. We have to go on planning, and we have to find a strategy to be able to help this community, but also maybe other communities. And so what we've learned along the way has probably been useful. So we will be trying to run, some seminars and educational programs about that next year, and hopefully we maybe get a bit of government eye and perhaps some other investors. We will have a couple of products that we've actually been working on that we reckon we can do with other small food companies around the area, and that'll help stimulate their employment. And so we think still we can have products on the market by about May, but they won't be produced in our factory because that expense is just too great at this point.